You're listening to Vatican Radio. During the annual Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, taking place from January the 18th to the 25th, local churches here in Rome are holding daily events for shared worship, reflection and study, culminating in Vespers on Friday with Pope Benedict in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. Among the main promoters of the ecumenical agenda, this week but throughout the rest of the year as well, is the Centro Pro Unione, a research, formation and dialogue centre founded in the wake of the Second Vatican Council by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. The associate director of the centre is Teresa Francesca Rossi, a professor of ecumenism at the Angelicum, or Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas. She spoke to me about her recently published Manual of Ecumenism, complete with CD-ROM, offering a hands-on guide to the journey towards full Christian unity.
Strange as it may seem, the whole project started in front of a cup of coffee at the Centro Pro Unione with a sentence by Professor Puglisi, Father Jim, the director of the Centro Pro Unione, who asked me, "Teresa, why don't you write a handbook on ecumenism? You should write it with a CD-ROM also." I thought it was a very appealing challenge, which I was very happy to take for many reasons.
And so it was published at the end of last year, 2012,
exactly,
wasn't it?
By Quirignana. And of course, in producing the book, I was confronted with a choice which I really did not want to make, whether to address scholars and specialists in the field or to address every faithful in Christ. I tried not to make the choice and actually to address both, to have an inclusive tool. But for that, of course, I needed a good structure.
It's very important, isn't it, to have something that is addressed to ordinary people in the pews and particularly younger people today.
Definitely, I think so. There is nothing such as ecumenism in a niche. So certainly for those who are involved in ecumenism, it's important to remind every people, every faithful, that the gospel imperative is for everyone. So actually what the book tries to reach is to work on two different levels. The book could be read and used in two different ways, a basic level and an advanced level.
So what do you mean exactly by that? What can we find inside this manual?
There are four modules beside an introductory module. So every module is autonomous in itself, and the four modules are dealing with method, spirituality, history, and systematics. And then every module has different sections. There is first an expository part, and then anthologies from documents, materials for ecumenical laboratories, ecumenical snapshots, exercising and spiritual reflections, so that it can be read from the first page up to the last one, or one section can be taken and read it by its own.
And what kind of response have you had to this? Who do you think is most interested in this?
Well, I'm glad to say that the reception so far was very good, both from the specialists, and we know already that there are at least right now two or three professors who are using the handbook as a basic text for their course in Rome, in Venice. But also our hope is that in a short way there will be a larger audience, also thanks to the CD-ROM. Now the manual has a CD-ROM, which was also realized in terms of the multimedia project by the IT responsible of the Centro Pro Unione, Espedito Neto, who translated my outlines into multimedia language. And the important thing is that the CD-ROM is an integral part of the manual, but it's complementary. In other words, it does not contain the digital version of the book. There are two different things. But in the CD-ROM, we have outlines, we have graphics, chronograms, video exercises. That instrument we hope could be useful also for younger people.
For work in schools with younger children.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What kind of interest do you find in your work in schools amongst children or indeed amongst teachers and parents for ecumenism today? We often hear people very concerned that nowadays nobody is interested in ecumenism. Do you find that?
Well, yes and no. Certainly people know about the word ecumenism and love it, but I think they don't know what is the reality behind that. So what is ecumenism really is still largely unknown. And on the opposite, I think that it's a story that needs to be told, first of all, because it's a fact. I mean, whether we like it or not, whether we believe in Christian unity or not, is a fact that belongs to the history of the churches, that in the last 100 years, they have been involved in ecumenism. So we cannot ignore that.
It's also true, though, that in the past, in this historical phase decades ago, it was very important, urgent, to overcome prejudices. Today, we have much better, more friendly relations among the churches. Therefore, some would say this work is much less urgent.
I would say that it's still urgent, but it goes on a different level. Somehow I feel we are living the eschatha of ecumenism, not because we have already done our work, on the opposite. The way is still a long way to Christian unity, to full visible unity. But in other sense, I think we have reached now the critical phase in which we see that the goal is getting closer. It's not only a dream, but it's a concrete possibility. And for this, we need to go more in-depth in our contents, in our style. So in that sense, definitely, it's true. We have grown a lot, but still we can have deeper relationship. We can go on into a deeper level, which I think is extremely important, the anthropological dimension.
Which is the goal of your manual.
Oh, I hope so.
How important do you think this week of prayer for Christian unity is as a moment to really focus our efforts on this kind of deepening work?
It is very important. Certainly it's important for us involved in ecumenism as a moment of prayer and also meditation. But I think that it is a momentum for all the people, and our hope as formators, as people involved in ecumenism, is that this week of prayer could be an opportunity also to remind all the people that the call to unity is a call for every Christian, is a universal call. And by the way, I'm very grateful to you and to the Vatican Radio to give space, not only to my book, but also to give it in such a wonderful moment, which is the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. It's really a special moment, solemn and very promising. Thank you.
My thanks there to Teresa Francesca Rossi, Associate Director of Rome's Centro Pro Unione.